The Frames Per Second Podcast.
Either you join the system and let it destroy you, or fight it.
If we go to war, we ain't gonna survive it.
You might know where we live.
We ain't running from nobody.
Yeah, yo, come on.
Here we go again.
What's going on? It's your boy Nikki Duce, aka Mr. No Disrespect. And you now tune into the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit FX series Snowfall. We're covering season 4, and this episode is episode 7, Through a Glass Darkly. Through a Glass Darkly, my bad. But joining us, we have a special guest, family to the show. FIFO 24/7, how you doing,
dude,
sir?
Man, I'm good, bro.
Finally got you back out here.
Yeah, man, I was on vacation last week, man. Thank y'all for holding it down. You know what I'm saying? But I'm back.
All right.
Did you watch both?
Yeah, I watched both.
Well, we'll start off with you, man. Since we haven't heard from you in a couple weeks, what you think about the season so far after these last couple episodes?
Man, they set it up for a crazy season ending, and they're gonna. I definitely think they're gonna leave us on a cliffhanger. Because everything's boiling and bubbling up, and the pot is about to spill over, and it's gonna spill over in a nasty way.
What did you think about this episode 7? Just a quick recap.
Yeah. I thought it was good. There's more problems than there are solutions at the moment across the board. Everybody's dealing with some crazy shit right now. So I thought I love how this show just draws parallels. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody got some fucked up shit, this other person may not have it just yet, but it's around the corner. And everybody's dealing with a whole bunch of heavy shit. And even they know that they're dealing with it, but they never know how deep it really is. You know what I'm saying? So I like that. Like, as the viewer, I'm like, damn, this is really fucked up, but you don't know how fucked up it is. You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was a really good episode on how they crafted that.
What about you, Nay?
Yeah, no, I like this episode. I'll leave it at that.
I'm with FIFO. I think I actually mentioned that before, how they draw parallels in this show. And outside of the parallel thing, I love how they bring conflict that you really just can't figure out what the fuck is going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what I've always liked about that about this show, and they still continuously do it.
Like okay, so I'm going to just go in there. Like one thing that I didn't see happening. Like, I saw it, but I didn't think it would happen, is when the baby moms went on her own. She said, both of y'all niggas is sorry as shit. And boom, she didn't handle it the way that, like she didn't get Leon, but she did something.
We start off this episode with Franklin and the gang talking about the aftermath of Fatback's death. What I found interesting as far as this scene, I want to ask y'all, was like, is it weird that Franklin was the only one that was happy in that scene? Because everybody else looked like real, like...
Which scene?
Like in the beginning.
At the club.
Beginning episode at the club.
About Fatback, me and Dad.
Yeah, and Franklin was like, look, this death actually helps us. Like, it gets the police off our back. They get justice as well as far as Khadijah killing Fatback. Like, we should be good.
So at the beginning, Fatback wasn't dead just yet. It was the idea, the plan of getting Fatback.
What do you mean he wasn't there just yet?
You're confusing. I'm
combining them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the nigga was pulled up to the door.
Right, because they dropped Fatback off at the foot at the door of Louis Club.
Yeah.
So this is after
you
that.
You know what? No, yeah. You're 100%. I am putting both episodes together. No, you're right.
You just watched both of them, y'all.
Yep.
But I'm just saying, like, for Franklin to be like that happy, everybody else is like, nigga.
It's, I didn't even realize that until you just said it. I just realized that, Fatback just died. Leon has been pissed off about it. And he was just kind of like...
Business is good.
Franklin got his eye on business. Franklin don't care about nothing but making sure business keeps going.
And family. So, that family's tight.
Yeah, and that family's tight, which he feels like it is, even though it isn't. And for him... Shit is it works for him, but everybody else has, like, Leon's pissed because in all of this, now, like, Fatback's dead, and he now has the guilt of that on his conscience as well. So, yeah, Franklin's eye is just on making money moves and making business moves, and anybody in the crew who has concerns about anything outside of that is going to fall short with Franklin's reactions.
Yep.
I will say this, though. It didn't seem like it was on his conscience as much as it did at the end of episode seven.
I don't think Fatback was on his conscience. I think Leon being up, his boy being upset with him was on his conscience. That's why he was like, I'm going to just take it because I know you mad. But he's not concerned about Fatback.
No. I'm talking about Leon. The way Leon was upset ending the last episode, I don't think he carried that same energy over into this last one.
You don't?
Nah, because it was just like, okay, he's dead. Let me go get this block back, you know?
Yeah. Leon is back to business as usual as well.
I disagree with y'all on that
one. I do too.
More so than normal. I'm not saying he's definitely not Frank. Frank
right.
didn't give a fuck.
Right.
But Leon is just back to the job.
Leon don't have a choice because that's what Franklin told him to do.
I understand that, but see, I thought he was gonna be fucked up after that. Cause he was upset. We talked about that, right? How he snapped on Peaches and all that shit. He didn't have that same energy coming to this one, and it just now hit me that he didn't. I forgot that he was that upset until just now when you said the shit in the beginning. I'm like, wait a minute, Leon really didn't seem that upset either.
Because look, the old Leon would have either fucked Franklin up at this point, sabotaged some shit. Like, I don't think that he would have just fell back in line. Like, he's always been the homie that is going to demonstrate his opinion. He's not just going to say the shit. He's going to fucking take some type of action.
Yeah. Only thing he said was like, I don't feel like I'm not in the mood to go to the party. No disrespect to your pops, but I don't feel like going to the party. That's all he really said.
He's not in a position to be able to demonstrate how he feels because ultimately his life is in Franklin's hands. He knows that Franklin can turn him over at any minute. So he's got to stay in Franklin's pocket. He don't have no choice.
Yeah. I think he's more depressed. Because to me, Leon only really has two emotions, but we saw more when Sissy was braiding his hair, but like he's more going through her anger and depression because he's still dealing with the death of the daughter. And on top of that, now it's his death of what potentially was his like second best friend or just, you know, right-hand man, all because of him.
I feel like y'all projecting that onto him, but I didn't see that. I understand how that could be. What's he going through in his mind?
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that it didn't look that way in this episode.
I'm just going by his body language, and you know? Because to me he was slumped. Like when we
he didn't know what to do with that other dude. He was like he's at a point where he just has to rely on other people. Like with the like you said, he looked like he knew that nigga could beat his ass. Mm-hmm. So let me go talk to and figure out. And what I think to
that
do.
Was a dope scene too.
But Leon would have tried his best to get at him. I think he would.
Oh, Leon would have swung on him.
Leon would have
gave him a two piece and a biscuit. I'm not saying that he would have won,
nigga.
He would have attempted at least.
He would have attempted, bro.
He would have pistol whipped that nigga before he could get a shot off.
Some people you just know. Some people you just fucking know.
No, man. I get that. I just think that he's crazy. Not crazy enough, but he's just like, I don't give a fuck. You know, some niggas
I don't care what state he was in. He was not going to step to that nigga. That Mr. Olympia nigga. Like, he was not.
He was like Isaiah Bradley. He was a super soldier.
That's what I'm saying. He's like, oh, yeah, you was in line to be the Mr. Olympia. You could take, like, this dude. He didn't want to. This nigga took a pistol. Like, you Froggy?
Only the only
say that dog. A nigga say that to you, dog. You feeling froggy? Take off his shit. Don't want to fucking kill. Like he just
he want to beat your ass. Yeah. Now the only nigga that was like, all right, Unk could go up against him. That's it.
Yeah,
I
that's about
even
it.
Think
but I don't think Unk want that smoke.
Nah. That's why he smoked the cigarette and kept the pushing.
I think he could do something with him more than Leon, but I don't think he wanted that smoke either.
Yeah.
Because they was about the same size and shit.
Yeah. Buddy was a little younger though.
That's it.
No, he was just younger.
He was young and he was still training.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like he had to get that frustration off because he didn't want to fight. He like, shit, he waits.
But
that shit was dope, though.
For me, the beginning scene was just more of like the empire is crumbling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw, and Franklin don't realize
he
it
don't
just yet.
Exactly. He don't. He's oblivious.
But then we go on to the next scene. We see Franklin's dad, Alton, sitting in the car with the card from the reporter Irene, contemplating before he even goes into his house.
This nigga.
From that scene, I was like, that's the question I had. Like, I was like, do y'all think he was snitch? Because I think I brought that up last.
And I said yes. Yeah, I called that shit.
They called that shit.
Did you bring it up last episode?
Last episode, I was like, he's a fuck up, y'all. Like, he's the family fuck up.
And I was like, he turned a new leaf. No, I don't think he would. But yeah,
she was like a season and a half. He was a drunk.
Yeah. I was like, damn.
You know what frustrated me about that was that he didn't come to Franklin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
why would you though?
Why wouldn't you?
Because he knows Franklin's gonna be like, don't say shit, and he's going to try and make moves for the business.
But
at least he would if he could come up with a plan.
Exactly. You know, like, because look, yeah, it's a family business at this point. Everybody is involved. You wouldn't have a shelter without this. Mama wouldn't have real estate without me.
Is that family business, or that's a nigga just funneling drug money through these?
That's family business.
Nah,
that's not a family business to me, bro.
It's not.
What do you mean?
His parents are just trying to make the most out of the situation that Franklin's put him in. Mm-hmm. And what Franklin don't realize, which is why that scene with his bodyguard was so pivotal, is that everyone around you is getting tired of doing this. Everyone around you is having problems with what they are doing to the community. One. Louis?
Yeah, her.
But I don't even think Louis is the only other one who's really not, well, besides mom and them. So Louis understands who y'all are in business with. Mm-hmm. So even she's just doing it to make sure that we stay out of shit. And she's actually enjoying it, the fruits of the benefit.
I won't say she's enjoying it. I would say she's the only one out of everybody who's accepted it.
Hold on. Say that one more time, Nate.
So Louis understands they're working with the CIA. So she understands that this is just what has to be in order to keep them alive. Like, the CIA is not, like she told mm-hmm. Unc, we're all stop. In their pocket. It's a wrap, and it's mm-hmm. been a wrap. So mm-hmm. let's just make the best. Everybody's making the best out of the situation that Franklin put them in. This is not the family business that anybody would have chosen for themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're all trying to figure out how to make the most out of this situation that Franklin has created for them. Their dad is an addict, and he's got a son who sells drugs. So the way he's done that is by taking on this rehab center. Mm-hmm. Mom's into real estate. I'm going to try and figure out how to funnel your money into a mm-hmm. legit business. Mm-hmm. Louie has got her club, and she's just going to do her club. Aunt got his shot. Everybody's trying to make the most out of the situation that Franklin's put them in. This is not the family business.
But I agree with everything you just said. The point, though, it's stuff that they all have wanted to do, and because Franklin is doing what he's doing, they are able to do it.
Okay, therein lies the dilemma, which is why I think this episode is titled the way it is. Everybody's trying to deal with the conflict of having what you want, but what you're doing to the community. Mm-hmm. Unc lost it when they had that shootout. Mm-hmm. Unc was like, this is too much. Mm-hmm. Louie hasn't had her moment yet. Dad's had his moment dealing with all of these.
The crack may be coming. I'm telling you, that crack.
That's what I'm saying. It hasn't happened yet.
Yep.
Dad is having a hard time because he's in the community every day, looking at people who are dealing with the repercussions mm-hmm. of what his son is funneling into this community. Everybody's had their breaking point. Leon just killed a kid. That's his breaking point. Everybody around him, his mom has not quite reached it because she's trying to make sure her son stays safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if mom ever will.
She kind of did with the when the cop took her to the gravesite. I think
that's not her breaking point.
Well, I feel like that was her fed up point.
She wants him to hurry up and get the fuck out. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to work with you until you do.
But if Franklin never gets out,
then she's going to continue to work with him until whenever.
And you know what, Nate, a person to add to that list is Reed. That mm-hmm. whole that whole situation with his brother, was that episode 6 or 7?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
six?
Yeah. Yeah, it's 6.
It's okay. Cool. You could just talk about anything. Yeah.
So with that happening in episode 6, like, Reed is no longer
Reed.
He's not on point no more at all. You know what I'm saying? So like, I love that point that you bring up, Nate. I think Louie, her time is coming because she's now involving her homegirl and Little Rock, Arkansas, and they not ready for what's gonna come. And Unc is trying to prepare her because she, like Frank, has a wool over her eyes of always thinking, okay, we can't outthink this, we can't outpace the heat that's coming on us. Because once them motherfuckers get involved, number one, now you are opening up your organization to a whole nother motherfuckers that aren't gonna be as loyal to you, regardless of how deep that friendship goes. That's number one. Number two, when you get money like that, the people that are in the game realize that shit. They're going to try to figure it out and then take you out and take your plug with it. So when Unc is telling her, like, you know, you're bringing on violence to this family. Mm-hmm. And she's not really accepting that. Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. Or these all three of them niggas, the boyfriend, husband, dad, whoever, the baby and the mama and the kids, so four are all gonna become junkies.
Mm. I was gonna say, like, with Louie and Franklin, the thing that they have in common as well is that they don't really get their hands dirty either.
Right, which I alluded to.
Because remember, Manboy called out that, to somebody. He was like, you got your head honcho running out from the gunfight and shit. Louie's only really killed about one or two people on accident, I think, too. Mm-hmm. And Franklin just killed Andre. That was pretty much it. Mm-hmm. Everybody else been killing motherfuckers, and then that toll adds up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, so I think that was... their relationship is interesting. I want to see how that plays out. Because I think Louie's going to be the only one that'll be the last straw for Franklin. Like, if Louie's like, look, nigga.
Because Louie really is kind of the additional brains of the operation. Mm-hmm. Like, outside of Franklin, she's the thinker. Like, she helps him plan.
She's the street strategist.
Yeah. So if he loses her, then that's a really big lifeline that he needs. But this is the thing about Franklin. He don't even realize that he's kind of lost Unc, and that he's, you know, his dad, he just realized that this episode.
Well, I don't think he's like all the way realized it, but I think he's starting to notice how people are reacting to mm-hmm. him. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like you could kind of see like, man, Unc ain't really talking to me.
He's feeling
like
the
that.
Energy in the
he's,
room.
He's starting to feel the energy. He ain't verbalized it yet, mm-hmm. but he's feeling the changes.
Which is why I was happy that we got that scene with them celebrating his father's sobriety. We at least got mm-hmm. to see a happy moment, you know what I'm saying, for a little bit. That felt good. But
it was laced with a lot.
I was going to ask you, Nate, how did you feel about what Unc was like? Why is Unc still mad at Louie, though?
Well, first of all, I want to shout out to that continuous shot that they did. That was dope.
Oh, with the food and shit? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a continuous shot without stopping. Mm-hmm. Come back around and ate on the couch. I thought that was super dope. Mm-hmm. I just had to do that for production.
That was a good shot. I was thinking, like, are we going to actually see a whole meal of them eating and shit and having a good time? And I was like, but no, they just cut right to it. I was like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Unc was still, he was throwing a lot of shade to Louie throughout this whole episode.
He's still tight about it.
Mm-hmm. But why at this point?
Because she's been keeping stuff from him. Like, outside of the fact that...
Major
like,
shit, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
I lay down with you every night.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, bro.
Somebody you lay down with every night, keeping something like that.
But the reasoning behind it.
I understand the reason, but still, I'm like...
Yeah.
We supposed to be better than
that.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what you don't trust that I'm up. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Like, we in business together. Business. You know what I'm saying? Like... How can you keep that our plug is CIA? You've known this for over a year. Now, if you would have said, oh, okay, you've known it for a month or two, you ain't know how to come to me, I understand that. A year?
Again, I think it was more than that. I think it was when she said everybody know but you and Leon. He was like, I'm with this nigga? No, as far as I'm on the tiers of information? The fuck out of here. That's my yacht.
No, nobody knows but her, though, I thought.
Mom and dad, no.
Mom and dad, no.
Oh, yeah.
And,
That's it.
That's it?
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, his mom knew?
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's trying to get him into this real estate game real fast.
And that's why dad told, because he know.
That's right.
I think the first part with dad's breaking point was the scene with the overdose father at the shelter.
With
what did y'all think about that?
Running around, man. Mm-hmm.
That
is the crux of the show. That like that right there is the reason why there's so much conflict. Because from one perspective, this money allows me to help the community. However, we're getting the money from the people that need the help. You know, it's so many crossroads, and it's so like there's so many levels to it that that's what makes the show. I don't have a better adjective, but beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you're able to see, at least now in 2021, from a distance, how in the 70s and the 80s, how that shit really ravaged the community. Like you're seeing it from multiple levels. You're seeing it from the crackhead perspective. You're seeing it from somebody benefiting from the crack money trying to help the community. Like we're seeing this so multi-layered that it's beautiful. It's like the cinematography, the story, how we're able to just sit back and watch this thing unfold is just, I don't have another word, but it's just beautiful.
So we saw that, that scene was just was very crazy. Mm-hmm. But then we go to see Franklin and Peaches doing their drop run. And Peaches notice that somebody's been following them for a little minute. But Franklin's reaction was interesting, right? I wanted to get your take on that as far as like, do you, for me, his reaction was like, do you think that he's becoming too cocky with how he moves?
Mm-mm, I didn't look at it as a cocky moment. I look at it as another smart moment of like him just kind of analyzing the situation in the moment and being like knowing that, kind of piecing together what type of people was following them, not somebody that just wanted to jack them. So we know that. We'll deal with that later. You know what I'm saying? We just got to figure out this first shit first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, because when he lays it out, it sounds logical. Like, let's just keep it moving. But the fact that they on your ass like that is worrisome.
No, it's not. But go ahead.
Yeah, not really. Because here's the thing, right? Like, in the game, you got people that use their brain. You got people that use force. And motherfuckers that use force, that's just checkers. I just need what you got right now. I don't give a fuck about anything else. I just need this. I need the 2,000 in cash you got on you right now, right? I need that that brick that you got on you right now. Frank being Frank, when he sees, okay, how long have they been following us? Mm-hmm. Oh, since we left the spot? Okay, who knows? Now he starts to go through logical deducing. Like, okay, who knows that we even are doing this? Okay, boom, that only leaves this amount of people. All right, cool. They didn't jack us, so it means that they know, they need more information.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we can handle later.
Exactly, because if it was an issue right now, we would have been in the scenario. Mm-hmm. But because we're not in any situation at the moment, these niggas need more information.
Yeah.
So we could take care of that when we need to take care of that. It's only going to be but so many people that want to know who my plug is anyway. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it was smart the way he handled it. Because to make a scene, a shootout, this, that, and the third, Reed already told him, stop fucking up or else I wouldn't have to show up. If he would have made that a whole nother, because it's already so fucked up. Like, that would have just added, it would have just added so much more shit to what they're dealing with now. I think the way he handled it was extremely smart. He has extreme poise in the most fucked up situation. A nigga like Leon, Manboy, or Scully? Bro, what do you think them niggas would have done?
The reason why, I'm not really.
First ask questions later.
My main thing is not more so the when I say cocky, I just feel like Franklin, I feel like he think, like you were saying, I think maybe earlier, Nate, like I feel like he thinks shit's sweet now.
No. Like,
he's like a sweet
the man. Episode starts.
He does, but I don't think that was an example of it.
Well,
I think,
for me, because the episode started with him like business is back to usual, or at least that's what he thinks.
That was just delusional.
And then when you see all this other stuff happening, as far as like when you, to me, if someone's following you, that mean, and then they just, how they drove off, it was like, bro, we may need to switch up a lot of things. And at that moment in time, he was just like, let's just keep going.
But see, he got to prioritize stuff at that point. And which he said, yo, I don't want to miss another drop.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is more important at this very time? Mm-hmm. That's something that we can handle later.
And no, we need to prioritize, but we ain't going to be able to prioritize it right this minute. So let me figure out how we going to prioritize it while we on the way to do what we got to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We already missed one drop. I'm not missing this other one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll take y'all word on that one.
It's what the show said.
No, I get it. I'm just like, I'm already seeing this shit.
I get what you're saying. I just don't think that's an example of him being delusional. So, he's delusional when it comes to the people he's closest to.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. We get to y'all favorite part as far as, well, first, Franklin's dad is dealing with the aftermath of the dope fiend and what to do with his kids. But that's, we'll elaborate more on that later. But then we see Leon trying to make amends with Fatback's cousin, who has been running the block since Fatback's death. And we find out that Fatback was like a pillar of the community, which I didn't realize. Which Leon quickly realizes when his cousin check his ass. Did he get punked out?
Yes.
I won't say he got punked out. He stood his ground. He ain't move.
He ain't move.
He didn't move.
He shit out himself. That was it.
But you know what, Rod? Yeah. Like, for somebody that comes from that, your perspective would be, nah, he didn't get punked out.
Yeah, yeah.
The casual motherfucker watching that shit.
Nah, yeah, I can see. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. To me, it wasn't a punk out moment. Because there's been plenty of times where I've almost gotten in fights. And just because I ain't fight you don't mean I punked out. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like fighting you. I didn't feel that. That's not what I wanted to do.
You ain't move, what you say.
I ain't move, but that don't mean that you punked me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I looked at it. And I like that they left that kind of open because we don't know Leon to be a punk. He's not. You know what I'm saying? So I like that they didn't show him getting his ass beat or punked out, in my opinion.
Bro, that nigga didn't even raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, he just looked at him.
He just looked at him.
And that nigga was big as shit.
Yeah, big
as
shit. Exactly, because he had to look up at his ass. He was like, when I looked, his fro was still, like, wasn't even as tall as dude. Yeah, I was just like, I don't know how this going.
And I just thought it was dope that, you know, like his perspective, he's like, yo, it's not too many of them niggas left. You know what I'm saying? So he respected the OG, which is why he went to another OG to fucking handle it.
And I think the reason why, because you brought it up as far as like he took his gun out and put sat it aside. Yeah, yeah. He was like, I'm about to fight you like for real. Bare knuckle, nigga. Like, I don't want that gun shit.
Right. I've been looking to get into a nigga. Like, bro, I've been looking for a reason. He like, oh, you feeling froggy? Like, he didn't even say it. It was just the fact that he did stand his ground. He like, oh, you feeling froggy? Like, okay, so you ain't scared, nigga?
Yeah.
Let's go then.
Yeah.
I've been waiting on a nigga that's made me scared.
And you know what, Rod? I know you do your director thing when you look at the angles and everything. Mm-hmm. I thought it was dope how, like, they had him at their side profile.
Mm-hmm.
The fact he had the flat gold chain on.
Yes.
You know,
that plays a part.
All of that played a part. And then how he just stood over him and, like, he didn't even really look down. He was just kind of, like, still looking straight, but he could see you down there.
Right.
It was just a lot, bro. Like, the authenticity of how they convey what happens in the hood is impeccable.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I don't know nothing about no flat chain fights. Like, what is that?
No, I thought you were talking about the aesthetics of the hood, nigga.
Yeah,
the OG.
The aesthetics of the hood.
The herringbone and shit.
I mean, the herringbone,
okay.
That's an OG gold chain. Yeah. Young niggas don't rock a herringbone like that, bro. That's an OG thing. The fact, like, how he moved. How he took off his shit all nonchalant, just
right.
That is so legit. Like that is not made up. That's not, oh, this will look better. Let's do it like this. No, this is authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was dope.
I ain't never squared up in no fight like that, so I wouldn't know.
Well bless your heart.
You're lucky on that one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, because
I squared up in a fight in a hood that looks just like that. Just like, you know, I told the nigga that body slammed me that time with a nigga that like she slammed me, but I popped right back up. Yeah, it was in the hood. It looked just like that. That looked just like that. And it was so authentic.
Those usually be where the hood fights happen.
Yeah.
In the courtyard, man.
Yeah, in the courtyard, yeah. Nigga put me on my back fast. I was like, oh, shit. I was not expecting that. But yeah, I ain't back down. I wasn't scared. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
You got your ass beat or you?
No. So he... No.
Yeah, he said he got slammed, but he stopped right there.
That's what I'm talking about. It wasn't like a slam. You know how somebody grab you at your knees, in the back of your knees? I wasn't expecting this nigga to do that. Like, just real quick.
Oh, to scoop you real quick.
He scooped me. But I popped back up, and when I popped back up, he ain't want no drama after that. Like, because at that point, I'm at my...
Yeah, I'm about to fuck you up.
Oh, yeah, I could fight you now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't expecting that shit you just did.
Mm-hmm.
But when I popped back up, it wasn't a fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know... But yeah, that shit was super authentic, man. I was just like, damn. I felt that shit.
Yeah, I did too, bro.
I felt that shit.
We then go to see that Franklin meets up with Oso instead of Reed for the re-up. But Franklin's questioning Oso, like, where's Reed at? I need to talk to him and all this shit. Oso's like, bro, he out of town. You got to catch him on the next. But the way Franklin was talking to Oso, it sounded like he's very worried. Do you guys think that he's worried now with his position with Reed ever since their last conversation at the bar?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Nigga, when your boss, right? Because at the end of the day, Frank got a boss too. Mm-hmm. Regardless, you work in corporate America, you into some hood shit. When that motherfucker tell you everybody replaceable, shit. Nigga, if you are not shitting your pants, then that means you truly don't give a fuck about what's happening. And Frank gives a fuck about what's happening, so he's like, bro, we can't miss no drop. We can't be fucking up no more. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a little easy warning when Reed told him, don't make me pull up no more and stop fucking up versus everybody. Or no, it was the same scenario, same scene when he said, everybody's replaceable, bro. Like, that is some serious shit.
And Reed, he knows Reed's not right. Mm-hmm. So he showed up drunk, which is not like him, which is why he was questioning him, like, yo, you seen him? Like, do you think he's all right? Like, what's going on? Like, so he does, and also remember in that last conversation that they had, he's like, you know, you tell me if this was about, like, when the time's up, right? When it looked like this about to be over, you know, let me, and so he doesn't know what's going on because mm-hmm. Reed's acting out of character and he's told me I'm replaceable. Like, he's scrambling when it comes to him.
Mm-hmm. Plus, yeah. he's not answering his 911 pager. Like, bro, like, it's
something is up something and he don't up. Know what.
Yep.
We then move on to see Franklin's dad, Alton, talk to Sissy about a serious conversation about their situation as far as in the drug game. I wanted to ask y'all, was it right? I want to ask Rod and Nate to get two perspectives. Was it right for Franklin's dad to ask Sissy to leave all this drug mess behind and then to move on?
Okay. It's so crazy, man, because I've seen this shit play out. It's so weird. So I'll say it's natural. It's natural because it's natural. I've seen a situation where, you know, where the husband didn't agree with what the mother was doing. And again, this is very directly tied to my life with one of my friends. Like, his mom was not helping him, but trying to keep him, you know.
Playing the sissy role.
Yeah, playing the sissy role. But it was a stepfather. But the stepfather did not like that shit at all and always was trying to like, yo, stop. You know what I'm saying? Stop helping this. Like, your son is going to self-destruct. Like, it is what it is. And ultimately, he did. So, like, that. So it's just so weird watching this, man. And I told Nate this when we first started watching. I was like, man, that reminds me of Bee's mom. Like, stuff. It's so crazy. So I get the father's position. I still think it's fucked up. But I get him just wanting, especially his wife, to be fine and be safe. And then also his son, because that's his blood son. Mm-hmm. So I get it. I get it. I think it's fucked up, but I get it at the same time.
So on what side would you, like, you would basically say, like, you wouldn't do what he was say he was trying to do.
I would have did what FIFO said. I would have went to my son first and consulted with him and like, yo, this is what's happening. This is what I'm thinking. Unless you got a better plan, this is what I think the best plan is.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I would approach it in this situation. Because I wouldn't want to be on a sissy role just enabling this whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be that. But I would try to figure out, okay, how the fuck do we get out of this? And how do we get our family out of this? I think his perspective is interesting because, you know, he comes from that world where he was an addict and all that. He was a Black Panther. So he's very complex with seeing how this works. And I know this is like fast forward into the end, how he's saying that we survived all these things. We survived the Middle Passage. We've survived this. But this is right here, I don't think we can survive. So if you got a man with that type of perspective, yeah, he's going to do anything he can to, you know, protect and save his family and the community. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it makes sense.
What about you, Nay?
What's your question exactly?
I'm sorry.
The original question was it wrong for Alton to ask Sissy to leave all this drug mess behind? I wanted to get y'all perspective because y'all parents and stuff like that.
I don't think that was wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's wrong for you to, because you raise your children the best you can and they inevitably and ultimately are going to make their own decisions about what direction they take their life. You trust that you've instilled what you can in them. But when you see them making a wrong decision, the most you can do is give them as much game and as much advice and protect them as much as you can. Mm-hmm. But there comes a point where you got to let them be and hope they come back in one piece. Franklin Ben reached that point, and Sissy is still trying to protect. You can't protect him no more. And I don't think there's anything wrong with his father saying, look, this boy done made his own decision. We got to get the fuck up out of this, so he gonna take us with him, right? It's just the way he went about it that was fucked up. Mm-hmm. I think that the way he went about it, while I understand what he thinks he's doing and he might have had the best of intentions, I think it was a dumb decision because y'all are fucking with the CIA. And if you think telling on the CIA is going to somehow keep y'all protected, you dumber than we thought. Like, you really a fuck up. So I think the way he went about it was real fucked up. Appreciate your intentions, but you made a wrong damn decision, and now we all finna be fucked up because of it. So at this point, yeah, we all kind of might need to go to Cuba, but you think they can't find us in Cuba? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I just think he went about it wrong. I completely get his sentiment, and he saw what he thought was an opportunity, but he made a wrong decision in how he did it.
What about you, Vivo?
I agree with everything they said, because at the end of the day, man, Uncle Sam has unlimited reach, right? Like, these niggas are literally funding an unjust war in a foreign country. And the way that they're funding it is through moving cocaine through the fucking hood of LA. Like, just think about that, right? Like, so I'm about to go tell on you that you're already doing that? Like, look at how dirty your hands are, mm-hmm. you already are. So you're going to go to what great lengths to ensure that it doesn't fall back on the American government? Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's not a wise or poised decision. However, I do agree with Rod in terms of the dynamics of his experience. Mm-hmm. His experience is saying, hey, we got to get the fuck up out of this shit. But I think that you have to be more strategic with the exit strategy. And I don't think that anybody, including Louis, Unk, anybody has really thought of what's the true exit strategy, mm-hmm. right? Because I think Frank is smart enough to say, hey, you know, we got to get into real estate. We got to do other things. But how do you get out? Like, how do you get out of the drug game completely? And nobody's thought about that. And I don't think that, I don't know if this is going to be the catalyst for that, because I don't know how far it's going to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about y'all, but to me, I think that the scene with the writer, Irene, mm-hmm. and her ex-husband was extremely powerful, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Because everything that she's worked for in her life, right, is now here. And it's like, holy shit, I'm on the fucking door of my career's achievement. But with that, you have an ex-husband, you have a daughter cross-country that doesn't like you, doesn't see you fit to be a mom. And the only thing you can even dream or think about in the moment is this fucking paper you about to write.
You know, and let's be clear, you were alcoholic too.
She is.
Well, I would say every scene is she her got drinking. Drink. She even forced her assistant to drink with her.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, I don't know if she is going to go all the way through with it. I'm assuming she is, just because of how excited she was about it. But I don't know, man. Like, it's just, like I said, she's going to be a very integral part to this.
Yeah, so it seems like she did go through with it by the end of the
day. Yeah, she wrote it. She typed
she's
it
still
out.
She's typing it.
Well, it was at the editor's.
Yeah, but it hasn't been released.
It in.
It hasn't hit the print.
Yeah, exactly. The presses ain't hot.
Right.
Because she could type it and then just hold on.
Disappear. Well, no, they sent it to the editor.
Yeah.
But what he's saying is that it hasn't.
It hasn't been published.
Exactly.
It's in the editor's hand. So
that shit can still disappear. Say, the CIA can still make that shit disappear.
Frank,
if the right people find
out who she is, boom, boom, knock her off. You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of things.
Yeah,
that
he can easily find that out now.
Or he lets Reed know, and Reed's able to get the CIA to squash it before it hits the pipe, before it hits publishing.
Ooh, I don't think Reed want to have that conversation with the CIA.
I don't. In all honesty, I know Frank is beeping this nigga 911, but I don't think Frank really wants to have that conversation at this point.
He has to.
I just like Reed, would have to.
That's why the nigga started crying at the end of the episode. Yep. Like, oh, we all dead. God damn.
Yeah, bro.
I think we done fucked up now.
As he was getting his hair up.
It's all about when they grease their scalp, baby.
And nigga start singing his song. And then there's a scalp,
the roof, man.
Damn. But we jumped to see Avi and Reed. Reed is obviously, last episode, he got to go figure out what the fuck's been going on. Why is his money missing? But Avi,
that shit crazy. 15 million, nigga? Oh, nigga, I'm ready to shot
dope?
Too.
Yeah.
I'm
like, hey,
nigga, 15 million? Shit.
The thing about what I found interesting.
Appreciate it. Why did you take it?
Avi's advice to Reed, which as far as like him talking about his backstory working with the government, do you think that Reed will take that advice? As far as like he was saying, like, I should have got out earlier than I did.
No.
Yeah. It seemed like he was at first. It seemed like he was entertaining it. But yeah, ultimately, I don't think he's.
know. Look at the shit that Reed done been through, dog. This nigga done lost a goddamn a pregnant girlfriend from this shit. He done lost his brother. He done lost his family, whatever he had left of it. Reed ain't stopping, dog. Reed ain't stopping. Especially now when the CIA is asking him for details so that way they can be of an assistance. He's like, nah, I got it. Because he already knows. Once I become expendable, you're going to expend my ass.
And then he's addicted to it.
Exactly.
A crackhead told a drug dealer this once, like, yo, you addicted just like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I heard a crackhead told somebody that before. Like, and it's like, damn, he right. Like, same way I'm addicted to the crack, you addicted to selling it. Yep. Same way, like, and Reed is addicted to, like, this life that he is leading now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's how he identifies who he is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then what else does he have right now?
He don't have shit else. He don't have shit else. Yeah. And to your point, man, I always say it's in Jay-Z's American Gangsta, the song named Fallen. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of my pop so much because Jay-Z, he says in that song, there's two sides to substance abuse.
Yes.
It's 100. I saw it with my own two eyes. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if your family's in jeopardy. It doesn't matter if you're about to be in ruin. You are addicted to the fast life, the fast money, and what it brings. You know what I'm saying? And people, sometimes they don't realize. I don't think Reed realizes it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what he has to do. It's just the mission. Mm-hmm. It's what he was put on this earth to do. Mm-hmm. He ain't going to stop.
Right. Because even in that scene, like, look, I don't like to hurt people. I don't like to hurt people, but you're fucking torturing this guy. Like, that's where we are right now? Like, mm-hmm. you're out of your mind right now. Like, who are you?
You know what's the problem with Avi is the voice of reason.
Bruh.
And then I was like, bruh, this nigga's really cool.
And he's slowly been coming that for like, throughout the series.
And then what Avi say, people like us, and Reed was confused. Like, what you mean, people like us?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you don't even realize you like Avi.
You know what? Like, I think what's happening is Reed, and I'm not no goddamn psychologist, but there's something psychologically happening to him where he's trying to dissociate. He's still thinking he's doing something good.
Right.
He's doing something for the greater good. Nigga, you been crossed that line, bro. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was thinking it was that the whole thing where, like, you pretend to be somebody for so long that you become them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we know him as Reed, even though his name Teddy. Mm-hmm. But his life as Teddy ain't shit. He basically is Reed.
I think there's some sort of crisscross with war in there, too. I just haven't quite figured it out yet. Because it seems like he keeps going back. Like, when they were, him and Oso was like, storming that house or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there's got to be some sort of disconnect or some sort of break that happened from war as well, that I feel like he just is, like you said, the mission. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there's some sort of connection there too. I just haven't quite figured it out.
What was the, I don't know if we got there or got past it. What was the facts that came in? I couldn't quite tell what that was.
So it was something that came in after they showed them editing the report that old girl wrote, and I want to say it was something about telephone numbers from Reed. I'm not 100% sure, but I felt like it alluded to people having telephone numbers from him. So I don't, I'm not quite sure in a nutshell.
Yeah, I have to rewatch that to get that.
Because it seemed like it said something about his ex or something like that. Or identity change or something.
You talking about Oso?
Yeah.
Oso, that was the update about Lucia.
Lucia is
the girl that he was messing around with. That, remember, they
the brother, the
she killed her brother. I mean, her cousin and shit like that.
No, say that one more time.
The drug girl, the drug daughter.
Yeah. They remember because he asked Reed to go look into it, like see what's up.
So what did that say?
It said I hate the way they shot it, but
yeah, I think it
said that she was alive and she went to go see her mother, some shit like that.
I'm gonna have to go.
I see something about an identity change. Or something.
Yeah. I have to look back on it.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We go to the scene, the only scene that we see with Manboy and Khadijah. Well, first we see Khadijah's, I guess, goons.
Trying to
fill out this hit that Leon got. I guess it's what, $5,000 on his head. Mm-hmm. And they get the wrong Leon, which I felt bad. That was the scene that I really felt bad for. Because, like, this is some black kid that just got a fro that's in mm-hmm. your trunk now. But man, boy's looking at these motherfuckers like, y'all must be the dumbest killers I've ever seen.
Yo, I love his character in this fucking show, yeah. man. God damn,
he
I love
came
this
a long way from Instagram, honey.
Man. Yeah, you guys. Yo, I love his character. Mr. Brody.
I love their reaction as far as like, well, shit, we got somebody here. You know,
at least
give me a stack. It was like, we're going to get the fuck out of here. Right. But we then see Manboy cussing out Khadijah like, look, you fucking up this plan that I going on, which is crazy to say that his plan is still in motion, which we don't even know what it is yet. But he says, I got some things moving. And obviously Khadijah like, look, my daughter did. I need a head on the mm-hmm. table in the mm-hmm. next soon. And she's like, and I'm going to still put bounties out these motherfuckers, so your plan better hurry up. Which is fucking up with Manboy, because you could tell he's trying to be somewhat strategic with this shit.
Much like Franklin.
Mm. Yeah. Which, do you think that Khadijah's going to be the cog that fucks up Manboy's plans?
Nah.
I think Manboy's going to be the fuck up of Manboy's plan.
Yep.
Like, he's trying to be strategic, but he's just not as good at it. And he is ultimately a hothead. So I think at some point in time, he's going to be his own fuck up.
Yeah. I think it's interesting that we're seeing a more reserved Scully now. For obvious reasons. You know,
the quote-unquote reserved.
We talked about that last episode.
Quote-unquote, right?
He's trying to get right with God to get his life together.
He is. You know, because he's talking about, you know, being judged by higher powers that aren't even here and stuff like that. Like I don't know. To answer your question, though, Nick, definitely I think Manboy is going to be the bane of Manboy's issue.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think Khadijah and her taste for blood is going to mess up Manboy's plan like that. Only because I think it's better writing for Manboy to fuck up his own shit. You know what I'm saying? I just think it plays out better for him to be the reason why his shit not working.
I asked that question because I feel like, I don't know if y'all noticed it, but Khadijah's always, not always, but somewhat questioned Manboy as far as like, do you really fuck with us or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's putting him into a position where he's going to have to answer that question. Meaning, I think he'll be willing to kill her to get to the plug.
Mm. Mm. I feel that. I feel so here's the thing, right? Like, I think that the majority of the characters in this, they're going to do whatever it takes to satisfy whatever personal mission they have. Mm-hmm. And I think Manboy's personal mission is to be the biggest drug dealer in LA. And I think that at all costs, especially even if it's a family member, that he is going to do whatever it takes to satisfy that urge.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that Khadijah's connected to the plug, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's somehow, some way, she's going to be a force that he's going to have to deal with. Like, either I move you out the way or let all this shit fuck up and get crumbled. That's just a theory I got. But we see that Franklin's daddy doing goofy shit by going to bars and drinking club sodas. Like, nigga, you an addict. This would be the last place you should go. But we then find out, I thought he was just going there just because, like, you know how those TV shows, they always try to...
They set you up.
Yeah. And then we see Irene walk right in with him and they sit down and this motherfucker got the tape recorder on the damn table. I was trying to justify to say, like, is this a wise move or a dumb move from Alton's standpoint as far as, like, is there any kind of devil's advocate for that situation?
Hell, motherfucking no. No, not at all, bro. Not at all. Not at all. This is you being a rat. Literally. This is what ratting is. This is what being that, like, that person that nobody can trust. Like, there's no coming back from this. The only saving grace that he has is that he is Frank's dad. If this nigga had no family tied to this nigga, off with the fucking head. No questions asked.
I asked the question. I just try to see. Because I'm with y'all. I was just trying to see, like, nah, he a father. He's trying to take care of his family. He's trying to clean up the mess of his son.
That's not how you
she
do
said
it,
and like going off of what she said, that she'll keep him out, like put the family
who
out of
the fuck
it.
Is you? You know what I'm saying? Like, because the whole time she was talking to Alton and shit. Oh, I'm gonna keep you out of it. We're gonna bring down the CIA. This, that, and the third.
But you got Franklin Saint name all over the place. You got everybody picture on the board.
Even though he said, "Oh, you can't use his name."
Nigga, she got you on tape, bro. Like, what is you doing, dog? What is you doing?
The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
I'm not the only one on the show that's saying
the
now.
Road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Man.
I get him wanting to, you know, try to save his family, but this ain't the way to do it.
I think we all agree, like, he fucked up first, but like I was expecting him to at least talk to Franklin sometime this episode before he did whatever he did. I could understand if he did it afterwards.
He knew
but
Franklin was gonna be like, no. no.
And my thing is that you consulted with your wife first and she told you no, and then you still did it anyway.
She did.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier.
But Sissy, when he asked her, like, let's leave.
But he didn't say.
He didn't all the way tell the truth. He didn't lie, but he didn't tell the truth.
Right, but
That was him trying to prevent from having to do this. Exactly. Like, let's just leave, and then I don't have to tell this bitch everything. But you don't want to leave, so now I got to tell the bitch everything. Yep.
Bro. That's nigga logic right there.
That is. Yep.
It's your fault.
Yep.
Oh, man.
But like FIFO said, you wouldn't be in forthcoming. You wouldn't saying like, yo, because this is what I'm thinking of doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it just was fucked
It's these
up.
Niggas in these afros. That's what it is. They be fucking up, bro, in the show.
I just don't understand how Alton just has any type of security in the fact that she is a fucking news reporter.
That's what I've been saying, FIFO.
Yeah, how can she protect? There's nothing that she has legally that can protect you. Like, do you understand how dirty your family hands are? You can't just, if we get out in front of it. No, nigga, you gonna do time.
Nigga, you gonna die.
Or you gonna die.
That's the only part of the show I just don't understand. Like, why
did he think that was a good idea?
Why do you think this reporter can help you? I just don't get it. She could be off at any moment.
Yep.
At any moment.
Yep. Yeah, yep. Like she could be literally taken off. Literally.
That's why Frank was like, what's her name?
Yep.
Because as soon as he found her name, I fucking kill her. I've been saying that for the last two episodes. I'm like,
that's the reason why he don't want to say nothing to Frank. It has to be the only reason.
But again, why won't you let the nigga just do it? Like, because your problems are over.
Because like he brought it up, we'll get to it.
He don't think he have a problem. Huh? He think he's found a solution. He doesn't think he has a problem.
Who you talking about?
Daddy.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't want you to kill her because this is supposed to be my.
Okay, so
answer.
He did have a point. He did have this point. It doesn't end with her, right? Because the information came from somewhere. You see what I'm saying? So even if you off her, that's why he said there's too many people that know about it. That's why he said that.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, do you want to be the reason why this is being brought to light?
No, I get you.
It could have been a better way to go about it, which is to y'all's point why he should have talked to Franklin about it. Because if there are multiple layers of people who are aware of that, the CIA is going to want to plug that. So why don't we use this connect and let the CIA protect us?
Because I think deep down, Alton wants this shit to end.
Yeah, he does.
Because it's destroying the community, which is why I brought up the point of how he said we survived a lot of shit. Black people have survived a lot of shit. I don't think we could survive this. So it needs to stop because you're killing the community as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? So outside of him, like I said, it's two layers to it. Like outside of his family, he doesn't know if black people, this is a Black Panther. This is an ex-Black Panther. He doesn't want his people to be destroyed.
Yeah.
And the CIA is doing that. Mm-hmm. So why allow them to keep doing it? So I'm gonna try to stop that.
Yeah. But this is the best way in doing that though?
It's not.
Mm-hmm. It's not. So I guess that's for me, that's the reason why if you raised your son the way that you think, and even though he wasn't part of his life for a large amount of time. But at the end of the day, you know that your son is good, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Deep down, he's a good guy.
Right.
So let's talk about this shit man to man, like,
for sure,
on what's a real exit strategy, because this ain't it. Like airing it out in this way is not how you're gonna get absolved from being part of this shit.
Let me retract a little bit then.
Okay.
Well, not necessarily retract, but let me just throw something else out there, right? How else do you bring this down? Because, like, if it's the CIA, how else do you bring this down by putting it out there to the public? Because that's normally how shit ends once the public gets a hold of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in his mind, in Alton's mind, is like, this is how we stop it.
Mm.
So it's really not about the family. It's a conflict. Yeah. Like, it's not, yes, maybe it might offer my family some protection, but ultimately it ends what I'm seeing in my community with the black, with my people.
Right, because he's like, we survived a lot of things over the past. I don't see us surviving this. We're talking about the CIA that's destroying our community. And they're going to continue to keep doing it. And this is, again, he's a Black Panther, so he wants to stop that. Mm-hmm. Naturally, he's going to want to stop that if he knows about it, right? So it's like, in his mind, this is how he sees he can end it. Because that's why he said, this is only about the CIA. This is only about exposing the CIA. Because if we expose the CIA to the public, it ends this war.
I can understand where Alton is thinking that, mm-hmm. right? But at the end of the day, like, it's the CIA. We're talking the highest levels of government, mm-hmm. right? Like, just like in Iron Man, when something happened, what did they say? It's a training exercise.
Mm-hmm.
So they could debunk this. Like regardless of however many facts you have, mm-hmm. however many documents, how concrete the information is, mm-hmm. the government could just say, well, we don't know anything about this, right? And they could plausibly deny any of this shit. Who the fuck is Reed Thompson? You know what I'm saying? I don't see how they can actually just bring it down, because they could just say, well, Frank is just a local drug dealer. Lock him up. Give him the death chair. That's it.
When you got people that, once it's out in the public, now you got everybody looking
conspiracy theorists. Yeah, now you got everybody looking into it now.
Which is how a lot of stuff get cracked down, because once it goes public, now you got to be a little more tight. 100%.
But let's think about the time frame that this is in, right? It's not 2021, social media, a whole bunch of people. Right. You can authenticate a lot of information.
It's a record error.
The bitch was on the typewriter, bro. Like,
I understand.
They had documentaries back then.
Yeah, and the paper is the paper.
How long did it take for the documentary to come out?
I understand what you're saying. But when something came in the paper was God. Like, it was like, oh shit, this is in the paper. That's how it was.
Yeah, it was. True. But my point is that within the week, the government could debunk that shit and make all of those true facts become conspiracy.
But
the worst thing for them is just more about, I think that's what they're trying to allude to, is the information is out there.
Right.
Period.
Information, look, check it. Mm-hmm. Information's out there, right?
Mm-hmm. Which means they have to shut shit down so it don't look, so that people go looking and they don't see.
They'll get away with it. None of them will go to jail. None of them will, like put it like this.
Who ain't going to jail?
No. What I'm saying is
not the main motherfuckers.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
You talking about the CIA main motherfuckers?
Yes. They can.
Internally, yeah.
Yes, that's CIA. They're like, okay, yeah, they we're caught.
Yeah, okay.
All right, just wipe it under the rug. Yep, okay, yep. Game's over.
Shut that down.
Game's over, shut it down. We won't go to jail. We did this for as long as we did. We got away with it. Now it's shut down.
But if all people got to have,
that's
gotta
Reed,
happen.
That's Franklin, that's all of them. Exactly. And so it stops.
That's how it goes.
Those are the main ones pushing, so yeah, once you.
Yeah, but from Alton's standpoint, like, yeah, you stopped the CIA from bringing this shit into the community, but you have to give up your family for that.
That's the point that we're saying. That's the conflict. That's the conflict there. So, yeah.
So he would rather.
We're not saying it's right.
I'm not saying it's right. That's why I said, I'm going to bring something else in here.
But his positioning as a Black Panther and his concern for Black people, he sees this as a way to help his people. Mm-hmm. It is he's given a fake glimmer of hope in that it will protect your family also. That's where he really falls short.
That's where he fell short, thinking it's going to protect his family, but it's not going to protect your family. All you're doing right now is saving the community.
Yep. You're literally serving your family on a platter.
Right.
To the media, to the government, to everybody.
To save the martyrs.
To save the community. Yeah. Exactly.
We then see that Unc and Leon make peace with Fatback's cousin. because mm-hmm. Unk was like, look, I'm gonna go with, well, after Unk kind of threw another shade to Louis as far as like why he's trying to get involved with Leon and try to get him right. He over there cooking on the grill and shit. Can't nobody turn out a barbecue in the hood.
See them washers come in, the new washers come in the back. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Oh, I didn't see that because I remember Cuz was telling Leon that the washing machine was fucked up.
Yeah, so those is in the back.
Yeah. So we see him make peace, but will Unk be able to deliver on his promise to Fatback's cousin when it comes to the revenge part? As far as like, we're going to get them niggas that did that shit.
Because well,
I feel like that was a key piece.
Yes, only because Fatback's cousins don't really know who. So as long as you could provide a body or something negative to happen to somebody else in the hood, you could possibly make it okay. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I think that if Unk and Frank and that whole posse continues to take care of that particular section.
Yeah, they good.
They good.
Yeah, yeah. That's all that really matter. I think that was just an OG thing that he just kind of threw in there. Yeah, we're going to get them niggas.
Oh, he was just putting icing on the cake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That's all that was.
A sprinkle.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get them niggas too. Mm-hmm.
Moving a little bit more forward, we see that Sissy tells Franklin that Paul Davis wants to bring them more in to the business ever since they forgave those loans for the church, which seems to be another small happy moment that we get mm-hmm. after Sissy show off that she rocking a, you know, it look like a nice watch, Cartier. Nice bracelet. Mm-hmm. Franklin's happy that his mom is treating herself, but we see later on the things take a quick go left turn. We then go back to Reed to see how pissed off he is at the lady who's telling him, like, yeah, we found that somebody stole your money. It was an internal thing.
Reed was not
but
trying to
we put back $50 million. You know what I'm saying? My bad. Hope we can still do business. Reed over here, like, who the fuck took this money? Fuck all that other shit you're talking
what's
about.
What's his name? What's his name?
Just like he reminds me of like every
he's
angry
so white
man
he
that go
so
to a
white.
Store and be like, hold on.
Unacceptable.
I didn't talk to your manager. That's basically what he was hitting.
This is unacceptable.
Was it necessary for him to black out like that?
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
But she did give him 50.
Well, they settled it though. So go ahead.
The reason why I say it's fucked up. And the reason why I think Reed is so hell-bent on getting a name is because he thinks that it's deeper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And rightfully so.
Exactly. And because just think about who came to see him. Mm-hmm. Somebody from the CIA. Mm-hmm. What they're trying to do, get information to get to try to make him expendable. Mm-hmm. So what's the first way to make somebody fucking crumble? Take away his funds. So if the government is doing that, then he needs to know who and why. So that way he can internally try to fix it. Or if it is the ops, you know what I'm saying? Then we got to off the ops. Like, I need to know.
I didn't even think about that standpoint of it as far as like, it could be the CIA or the government doing this to fuck with him. To mm-hmm. see it, like how he, you know, mm-hmm.
that's why I was asking. Was it
KGB? Mm-hmm. Who are you with? Who do you work for? Yep.
Hey, that's like damn shit.
He was like, I don't know what you're talking. Who are these people? He's like,
he really did not fucking know. Didn't know. I mean, I think he.
That's
really
why I felt bad.
Know.
I felt bad because
he was just a fall guy.
Yeah.
Look. Even back then, they had computers. You had your own login. A super hacker, whoever the fuck it was, could have just used his login, quote unquote. To move it in his name or whatever, but he could have had nothing to do with it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he was just a fall guy.
You'd be like, look at my apartment. What money?
Yeah, he was so scared.
To be randomly in your house,
that nigga just was sitting at his bed. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Nigga, this nigga was knocked out, bro.
He was thinking like, he out his ass like,
he's like, what's your name? Who the fuck?
If I ever wake up from my slumber and see a white man in all black looking at me talking about where my money? What you want, bro? I walk back to the job with you. You know what I'm saying? We can finish this tonight. Don't. Fuck with to be waterboarding, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, bro.
That shit was
luckily
crazy.
He ain't had no family in that crib. It was just him. Cause I'm like, bro, you don't know what
Reed
was gonna
care
do.
Of that before he knew that before he, man.
I thought it was. I Reed thought, is losing thought it was it. Interesting. Ivy was like, yo, don't do what I think you about to go do mm-hmm. or whatever.
Well, because he, like you said, Ivy knows he sees mm-hmm. himself in yep. Reed.
Yeah,
that is the Ivy telling you, hey, you might want to chill out.
Yeah.
Hey,
we see that
Franklin's daddy finally told Sissy what he was doing, what he was really trying to tell him the last time they spoke.
Well, that nigga walked in the house and looked in the mirror.
Sissy just started crying. He didn't even have to say nothing. Tears just welled up in her eyes. Like, oh, he said he fucked up.
And he said he did something to help them all. I already know. That's the PC way of saying I snitched. Yep. we all gonna be good.
He said, just know. That it was fuck.
God, man, bro. Nigga, you finna die.
Damn.
And then we see Leon still in the projects. We see some random little ragamuffin ass girl come up with a gun talking about some, I'm gonna need them 5 G's. Mm-hmm.
Can we pause for a minute? Why does Franklin think it's a good idea for him to be in the projects right now?
No, I was wondering.
Why do we think
question
this?
Right here. Is it smart for Leon to be working in the projects? Like,
not at all.
Like, what? Like, you really don't give a fuck about this nigga? Like, are you really trying to serve him up? Which is like, why, I don't get it.
That's what I was talking. That was kind of like how I was talking about, and I explained it bad. As far as him being cocky with how he moves, like he's still moving, like everything is just like
very delusional.
Why are you letting these? Like he just got off the police radar, but he's still
exactly
fucked up in these streets
because Franklin Knight is really not about the street life. He just proves it with these dumbass decisions he makes sometimes. Like he's really not about that life just because the cops' heat is on you, like you said. Scully still wants somebody to pay for his. Mm-hmm. He killed his daughter. What are you talking about?
And at the end of the day, I think Frank has to know that they know it was Leon. So even though on the news and everything, Fatback is now dead, the cops got their fall guy, that's not going to be good enough for
them. But you remember, remember that conversation he had with Leon when he was like, look, man, this ain't on you. They should never have had that girl in the car in the first place. That's how he justified everything. That's how he swept it on the rug. He was like, it's on them.
So I would say that definitely lends to what you've been saying about Frank. Because when he said that, I'm like, yo, Frank, bro, you wrong. Because regardless if that kid was in there or not,
they're not going to take accountability for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So. To me, that was one of the moments that he was definitely acting like ain't nothing really wrong. Like, you know, don't worry about it.
Barad, you did say that you agreed with him on that point, right?
Which point?
As far as like the girl shouldn't have been in the car in the first place.
No. I agree with him, but that's not what the point I was about to make. I was going to say I slightly disagree with y'all. And it's only because this episode before the last, when he had that conversation with Man Boy. With Leon clearly right there, right? Was he right there?
He wasn't there.
He wasn't.
When he was supposed to give up Leon?
I think at that point he drew a line like, look, you fuck with him, you fuck with all us type of thing. Mm-hmm. And do you really want a war or do you really not want to be connected anymore? Like, I think at that point he's like, look, Leon's off limits. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck that he did this. Leon's off limits. You fuck with him, you fucking with me. And I think that's where he drew the line.
But this is where Man Boy plays his cards, right? Because even though, all right, so you're Frank, I'm Man Boy, right? Yeah. Even though you tell me that, obviously I'm not gonna go after Leon right in front of your face,
right?
But if so happened Leon dies, and how you don't know how, it was me.
But my point is like I'm gonna assume that it's tied to you or Scully. So I'm coming after y'all.
But if somehow Leon dies and I tell you I didn't have nothing to do with it, you still got a whole bunch of product that need to be moved, don't you? You don't want to give me your plug, right?
You want to be broke.
So we still got to do business.
That's a good point.
So I think Man Boy is going to play it, and this is part of the whole plan that we don't know nothing about, but he's still going after Leon. And if Leon dies, obviously he's just going
to
deny.
Yeah, he has to be strategic about it. Yeah.
Which is why he's pissed at Khadijah.
But again, I think that lends to why he's comfortable because I didn't understand.
That's stupid.
I didn't understand it at first either, but not saying that it's not stupid, but it goes back to something that you said. He's cocky.
Yeah, he thinks he's
cocky. Like, look, if somebody touch a dog, like, they not going to fuck
exactly.
with you because we got this shit.
Which is also the reason why the car that was following Peaches and Frank, they wasn't on shit. Because they just want information.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I think both of them, they just playing the cards that's there.
Yeah. And this is the first episode we really see Franklin like soak in like, oh, shit is real. Shit is fucked up. Because like you said, Rod, everything leading up to it, he's, let's move on. Let's keep going. Let's keep pushing. It's still going to be good. I'm still the plug. They ain't going to fuck with me. They ain't going to fuck with y'all. Well, pluggish.
He's the distro. He's the distro.
Well, once we find out that Leon has a bounty on his head, Unk did the smart thing, because I think Leon was trying to pay her off. Like, look, here's some money in your pocket. He was like, man, fuck all that. What else do you know about this shit? Let's ask more questions. Mm-hmm. Let not this motherfucker go away and not know shit. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, the whole crew got bounties on their heads now. And on top of that, Sissy coming in with the worst news.
And Louie is like, what the fuck you mean? Louie is pissed about that shit.
Man, she's like, we can't even go outside now. Everybody, like... And Unk was like, nigga, we couldn't do that shit anyway, for real.
But you wouldn't know that behind this cushy-ass desk. He is not happy with her, honey.
She eating it, too. You can tell she gonna snap. Yep. She gonna snap eventually. You can't be... Boy, when a black man got the upper hand...
You got two more of them motherfuckers. Yeah.
He got that drop four on Uno, boy. You can't
that's
do shit.
He said about his mama. That thing had me rolling.
Right. Yep.
When he was like, my mama... She said, mama wouldn't lie. I can't... What she say? She was said, like, I don't hate to see what mama think about you. He was like, she wouldn't.
Yep. He was like, I hate it to you, too. But yeah, so we find out that the whole crew got bounties on their head. After seeing that scene, did y'all think that, as far as Sissy coming up to Franklin saying, I got something to tell you, did you think that he was going to kill his father following that scene?
No.
He's not a killer.
That's too far.
He came up to Andre dumb quick.
But Andre was different, though. And Andre was antagonizing.
He had it coming.
Exactly. Plus, the love interest at the time was his daughter. It was too convoluted. That was different.
Yeah.
He not going to kill his own daddy. Pistol with the fuck out his ass. That nigga, yo.
Yeah,
and I felt every ounce of anger that Frank had for Alton in that scenario, bro. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, you know how deep we're in. Like this is your first alternative?
And not only that, like, I let you back into my life.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, yo, I accepted that you fucked up, let you back in, start calling you my dad again. Like, and for you just to do this shit again, like do some dumb shit again.
Yeah. So y'all weren't surprised that he pulled the gun on his daddy?
Huh?
No. Y'all weren't surprised that he pulled the gun on his daddy?
I think that was a natural reaction. Yep. Like, what's the fucking name? Like, I don't think he was going to shoot him, but it was just like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga.
Yeah, I was surprised that he did that as a natural reaction. Like, pull the gun out. Because it is his father. I would have thought he would have just been more aggressive, like he yelling at him. Like, the fact that he was yelling at him and he pulled the gun out, like, now it's, like you said, people, now it's business.
But his aggressive is different than a regular aggressive person, you know what I'm saying? So his aggressive is going to be more extreme in this situation, to me.
But like Nate said, like, he ain't no killer.
I understand that, but you got to understand, he cannot believe that he just did this. Like, he lucky that he didn't shoot him. Like, he just, like, wanted the information to go shoot the lady that's, you know what I'm saying?
He did pistol whip his ass.
No, he did, but he pressed his buttons. You just called out that he fucking killed Andre? Like, why are you going to throw that in my face right now?
Because he put a gun out on you.
No, I understand.
He said, oh, you going to put a gun on me?
He didn't react like an old man, like, oh, hell no.
Right.
He said, you going to kill me like you killed Andre?
But he provoked him, though. Like, I mean, he did.
Yeah.
He did. He was trying to be calm about it. He was like, just give me your name, da-da-da-da-da. He just kept saying
it's like,
dumb
on top
shit.
Of all that, you're not going to give me what I need to get us the fuck out of this. It's like, you're really trying to get us killed.
I'm going to tell you what was the breaking point for Franklin when his dad was saying all that shit. It was when he was trying to put that Black Panther information on top of the shit, like a reasoning, like, we survived the middle, that shit you were saying, Rod, we survived the middle. That ain't the time to bring that shit up, nigga. You snitched.
No, it was when he said that he's killing the community.
Yeah, it's like, you got to take accountability for what you're doing. Franklin has not done that. He is separate. Like I said, he's really not about that life. He's separated himself from what he's actually doing. That's what I'm saying.
Business.
Yeah, everybody around him is feeling the effects of what they're doing. He is not acknowledging it. And so his father was forcing him to say, look at what the fuck you doing.
So there was a point that Franklin did acknowledge and he really felt it. Remember, what was it, like a season or two ago? Andre's daughter. When he saw how...
She on rock now.
Like, that really hurt him. Yeah. And I think that was the one moment, right? Like that he was just like, yo, like, this is really fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But after she moved on, obviously Andre's not here no more. It's just back to business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no other person that's on the rock that is in his immediate circle. So he don't feel it, and he's not gonna feel it. You know what I'm saying? So so that reaction that he had to his dad saying that, I get it, because it's I think Franklin consciously or subconsciously thinks about it, but when you bring it to his face, then that's when he gets angry about it, because it ain't even supposed to be about that.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I get you.
Speaking of On the Rock, though, we didn't talk about old girl.
That's what I was gonna bring up, because I forgot. That's how I was like, that's how I was like, I'm thinking about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah.
I forgot about Wanda in this episode because she had a. I'm gonna specifically go to the scene where they were in the project courtyard with Leon, because she was there when the Irene went up to Alton. Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask y'all. Outside of now, Franklin, Sissy, and Alton, there's no one else knows about this.
She don't know about CIA, but she's got whiff that something is going on.
But I'm saying she could tell everybody that, hold on, I saw Alton talk to the reporter lady. Max. And then that's how everybody would know. Because right now, I think it's just Franklin, Sissy, and Alton.
Yeah, you're right.
So,
you're right.
So like, they could keep that in-house. But if Wanda knows, you know.
Because Leon don't know the CIA.
Leon don't know shit. So he find out, like, why is this reporter lady talking to your daddy? Mm-hmm. Hold on, what they got going on? All that shit will unravel.
She could blow all this shit up.
Blow all the shit up.
Which is probably why she's still around.
Damn. Yeah, that's crazy. I was just trying to get y'all. I didn't know I forgot if everybody was in the room. It was just Franklin and Sissy though. So that's why I was like, okay, they could probably just keep that into the family. But if that information gets out that Alton snitched, like you said, FIFO, somebody's head getting chopped off.
So do you think Wanda and Leon are going to rekindle something?
Yeah, that's why she's here. Yeah, of course.
I don't know if they're going to rekindle something. I think that, I think that something's going to happen to her and it's going to affect Leon, but I don't think it's going to be because they get back together. I don't know why. I just don't see that.
Leon still love her.
He does.
He has a soft spot for her. You know, this is my FIFO theory. I think Wanda is going to be the link in terms of how Manboy gets to Leon.
No, that's
how I thought she already was.
No.
But cuz you remember she was kind of like in the middle, like Manboy started feeding her rock and then she started hanging out with Manboy and them. And
I do remember getting that.
Passed around like through Manboy's homies, but I think Wanda is still kind of oblivious to everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knows a lot, but I don't think she realized how much she knows.
No,
I think Manboy's going to use that against her to get to Leon.
Well, she does know. Does she know how to cook, Rod? Because she was working for them.
Yeah, she taught him. She taught him how to cook.
And then also, she don't really fuck with Franklin and all that. Because remember that's why she approached Leon. She was like, Leon, I know you told me about the shelter, but I know his daddy, that was Franklin's dad's shelter. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why does that matter? And she was like, well, it doesn't, but you could tell that she was like, I'm saying this as far as like your thing, like maybe she'll be a witness to this down the line. Because remember, like Alton said that he don't want to be a part of it. He's just going to tell the story. Mm-hmm. But they still need a key witness for all this, because that's what the editor told Irene. Wanda's the closest thing you're going to get to that don't really fuck with Franklin. Because remember, he said you need someone that's willing to talk, willing to flip.
Yeah, but Wanda doesn't know a lot. Like Wanda can identify people, but she don't know the inner work.
And
she don't know
the really
process.
Credible.
Exactly.
As a crackhead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see that.
I don't see anyone else flipping that's on the record type shit.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I agree with that.
But then this, we get to that part that you brought up, Rod, as far as Oso and the fax machine with Lucia. I didn't see clearly, but I did see that she's still alive. And I think she's staying with her mom or something like that. I can get fact check on that. Y'all can fact check me and see what was actually said on that document. But that does mean that Oso has hope as far as his exit strategy, whatever the fuck he want to do. But then we see, as the ending episode, Franklin slides over to his old flames crib. What's her name? T.
T. It's not his old flame. It's his current flame.
Well, current flame, but they used to mess it. Yeah. She just suspicious now to me.
She is.
She says all the right things. She does all the right things. Come on, man.
So that's my theory. Not Wanda, her. Mm-hmm. She's my theory. I think she's working for Manboy. I think that's his plan.
That's the long end game he got.
I think that's it. I think he has her fucking Franklin to get information, like about the plug and stuff like that. Because the episode that you wasn't on last one,
she was in
the room when he said that you could be replaced. And she just so happened to be over there. So And then after that, she asked him, like, yo, what's about that was all about? Just trying to get information. It's like, why? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why are you working at the bar all of a sudden? Like, why are you so close? You know what I'm saying? So I think I think that's Man Boy's plan. I think because I want to say, I think you pointed this out. She's from the hood. You don't know who she's been dealing with while she's been in the hood. All you know is that she just came up all of a sudden as your old.
And I think it's also strategic that they only show her in the club or in her apartment. Like you never see her anywhere else.
Yep.
So the big reveal will be when she walks in, like Man Boy and Scully chilling, and then she boom, 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 boom. She lays it out. I see.
think that's his plan.
Frank will look like a fucking simp if that scene happens.
But that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
How did Fatback get got?
Yeah, but that's Fatback.
But that's, bro.
This is a more
pussy. I'll be sweet for the pussy.
Yeah. It's a thought out, intricate plan. You always use a chick to get the info.
Yep.
It always worked for
her. 100%. The way he's doing it is better than what she did. Hers was just like,
you on a threesome?
Yeah. Hers was blunt. It was a pussy.
Exactly. That's all it was. But he's playing chess with a chick.
Yep.
His plan with a chick, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Butter that nigga up. You know what I'm saying?
Because she just popped up at the club out of nowhere at a party.
Come on, bro. It's her.
She's bad, though. I'll at least entertain her. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna pillow talk like how fake you're doing. I wouldn't pillow talk. Hell no. I'll just be like, you know what I'm saying? Let me come through her now.
Because how's you gonna get close? How else are you gonna get that close to Frank?
You can't.
There's no other way you can get that close.
Where he won't see it coming.
Yeah, it's no other way. It's no nigga you can bring on the team. Mm-mm. He's gonna be suspicious of him. Mm-hmm. He's gonna be suspicious of everyone. But a chick that he used to mess with back in the day, they cool again. She's super helpful, giving the nigga hot oil treatments. Damn, yo, that's her. I'm telling you,
you know what got me when that nigga say, "Well, shit, you know I lasted longer this time."
Honey,
you say you telling her everything. I already know, like,
honey,
you weak.
It's her, bro.
Yeah, it is her.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point.
It's her.
And then, of course, the last scene that we see of this episode is Irene typing out Alton's words when it comes to his confession on Franklin's work. And then we see her at the editor's room.
Who finna die next?
All of them.
All of them.
They all finna die.
But that's the beauty of this show. You just like, what the fuck is about to happen now?
Because like you said, people, you brought up a good point. Like, we see her in the editor's room, so we think like, oh shit, it's a wrap. But what I think was a key information as far as her old boss leaving, the new boss coming in, she don't really fuck with them. Mm. As far as Irene, we don't know how they're going to deal with, like, do we really want to be the newspaper that brings out the CIA? Because that could ruin all of our careers.
I don't think so. I think they probably look at it as it be a career booster, because that's ultimately what they're supposed to do. That'll give their paper some credibility. So I don't necessarily know if they'd be looking at it like that.
I'm saying that is because I think the CIA would be like, nigga, we should not. Y'all barely was able to keep the lights on. We gonna shut all y'all shit down. Y'all ain't gonna never do another fucking thing again.
You know, what keeps running through my head with Irene is when you see like just the dynamic, her family dynamic, it's kind of like she's literally willing to die for this shit. And we don't even know what happened with the government, her family. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's animosity between her and the government. Mm-hmm. But it's like she's literally willing to die for this.
I was thinking it was because they're in California and she's an older woman.
And Asian too.
Asian, like the concentration. I think, did he say concentration camps or something like
that?
Or
I don't remember that.
Well, I don't know why I was thinking about that. But I was just thinking about like the Asian people in California, like they got a bad history with Americans and shit like that. So I'm thinking maybe her family was tied to that. And that's why she is so aggressive at coming back at the government. But that her ex-husband don't fuck with her.
Nah.
Because he was like, baby girl, I already been through all this. You already ruined our marriage over this. I don't give a damn about your story for real. Because I could. Because what did she say to him? She was like, this is what I did everything for.
Yep. Right, well, I hope it worked out for you.
Exactly. This is why I fucked up our marriage, my relationship with my daughter, for this right here. And he wasn't having that shit.
And she lucked into this story. It wasn't even like she was really out there seeking it. And got this information on her own. Like, the nigga just showed up at her crib. Like, look, I got this big ass story for you. You want it or not? So yeah, we'll see. I think
he didn't even want to be tied to this shit. Like, look, I ain't give you this information here.
He looked like a hobo, because from the last time we seen him, this nigga was like he was working for the government too. Now this nigga just deranged and all that.
He ain't trying to have that. Because And that's why I keep saying, it's like, you know, oh, I can save you. I can. No, you can't, bitch. Who the fuck is you?
You can't even say it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't even say it yourself.
Mm. Any last thoughts on this episode?
Great damn episode.
Mm-hmm. We got, what, 2-3 left?
This is 7.
So we're going on 8, 9, and 10. So yeah.
It's ten mm-hmm. episodes in the season.
Yep.
It was mm-hmm. good, but I think I'm starting to feel like I want something to happen from all of I want the pieces to start to, the domino pieces to start to fall. I wouldn't say it's dragging. I just say I'm ready for the pieces to really start to fall.
But they are.
You keep saying that, bro. Every week somebody else is popping it's up saying lot, like so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lot of
so
shit
you want them to stop falling and start just kind of.
I want to start seeing the repercussions. Yeah.
If we don't get that in this upcoming episode 8, especially with her being at the editor's office, like, all right, what the fuck y'all do?
At least one, because they still got another 3 episodes to go. Mm-hmm. So all of the dominoes ain't going to fall in the next one or two. But at least by that third one, we need to know, oh shit, like shit about to blow up. Like, even if it don't happen. Like, it's like, there's no way we could go into the next
somebody has to be taken off the board in the next couple episodes.
Why? Because, is that your thing?
That's the repercussion. Leon has the whole crew got a bounty on their head, and they still trying to push. Franklin and Peaches getting followed around like this is back in the day, and it's Peaches and Herb. Nigga, like, come on. Like, what are we talking about? Like, these niggas is all lollygagging and shit.
I think this episode was the breaking point, right? Like, these niggas was crying. We saw Franklin crying, like. It ended with the nigga crying
he
on
was
the episode.
Crying?
Yeah, that single tear fell.
Left
got
eye,
that.
Bro. Left
and
eye.
And what did he say?
It's a Denzel tear.
Yep. Yeah. One tear.
And what did he say? I think we fucked up too. Like, yep. Nigga,
that means he about to tell her everything.
It's like, come on. It's like, yo, that was it. Like now, yeah, we about to, this shit
you know
about
what?
To unfold.
To your theory, Rod, like I think that we could see Franklin just pouring his heart out. And then the next thing we're going to see is her going straight to
man
boy.
And that'll be something that I'll you know
yeah. So, he at his lowest point right now.
Yep. Yep. Now he's the weakness.
He's vulnerable.
He's his weakness. Yep.
This nigga crying. He a crybaby. He vulnerable.
Is he a crybaby? You say that's how she telling my boy? Nigga. Hey.
I had that nigga with all this scalp and it all came out, boo. You better go hop on it. He ready.
Hey, if she come in and say that in the room, that man, women know how to break a nigga heart when they say this nigga a crybaby.
100.
This nigga a punk ass nigga.
Man, that's when a woman don't respect a man no more, bro, it's a rap.
That shit fucked up, man. Oh, that's so fucked up. Cause she really baiting that nigga, man. I know she is.
Oh. And you know what's so crazy? It feels genuine.
It does. That's what's so genuine. Good about
cause,
it.
Cause man, cause she's beautiful she's saying all the right things. Yep.
That's there in line. There's your clue right there. You know she's saying
Rod?
All the right shit.
But you know what? It's not. She don't even talk that much.
She does.
That's see, nigga. That when nigga I say talk. She's saying all the right things, that's what I mean.
Yeah, no,
she
no,
gives,
I know.
She's literally giving this nigga
she's
peace.
Set up chick.
Yeah,
she's giving this nigga peace. What do niggas always say when we want from women?
You want the peace.
We want peace.
Mm-hmm. Be my happy place.
Bro, this movie, this show would not be right without a setup chick. She's a setup chick. That's a known thing in the hood. There mm-hmm. are setup
if it's
chicks.
Known, why do y'all keep falling for it?
Just same reason why it's known that if you sell drugs, you may go into jail. Same shit. It's an obvious thing, but niggas still do it.
Yeah. But niggas are aware of it, though. But in this, she's just really good. She's
exactly.
A really good
no, it ain't. She really, the pussy really good. That's what it is. That nigga been drowning since early on this season. Right.
But I think when you find a genuine connection and you are who you think you are, then all of the signs, you're going to be oblivious to that.
Yeah, your ego won't let you see it.
Your ego won't let you see it. And then if she's as amazing as this chick is as a setup chick, because I'm 100% convinced now mm-hmm. that she is, when you're that good, the gulliest of niggas ain't really gonna see that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only way Frank is gonna see that is like if Unk says something, somebody on the outside.
Louis has
I really
to,
hope
Louis, has
Louis
to,
is
Louis
on
has
to her.
One.
That's what I'm really hoping. I'm really hoping Louis got her in that club so that she can keep an eye on her. I don't think so.
Cause I think, like people said, I think once we find out what's going on in Arkansas, when she checks in on them, that's gonna probably take her
out
mentally.
Louis' downfall.
Yeah.
It's Arkansas. And I'm telling you, he's gonna have to do something with that baby, bro. Like I think Shorty gonna lose that baby. She might be starting to smoke crack. She's gonna lose the baby, and then that's gonna
because we haven't seen a crack baby.
That's why y'all keep saying crack baby.
We haven't seen a crack baby this whole time.
The crack baby was in a room with Wanda.
Yep, we did.
Oh, the one with the baby that she went up to?
You started shaking?
I thought it was just the baby that was...
They were both going... That everybody in that room was going through withdrawals.
Yep. Oh,
yep,
okay.
Yep. And again, Rod, again, to your director point, I thought that was a great fucking scene, too. The way that you saw Wanda shake and then the person next to... No, because Wanda was straight at that point. It was the person next to Wanda. And then the baby, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why we said it, because like, because she put the motherfucking cocaine in her mouth, like she ain't wasn't 8 months. Like,
but that's a little like.
But you got a kid, bro.
I feel you. But that's not.
Nigga, I be scared to drink coffee when I'm pregnant. This bitch putting this
the 80s.
Coffee bad for you?
The caffeine.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to women.
You can't
just
drink coffee, but you gonna put some cocaine up on your gums. Man, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women gotta drink water and eat fruit. That's the only thing that it seems like to help when it comes to being pregnant. But yeah, this was an interesting episode.
It's a good episode.
Tired of these setup episodes though, so hopefully episode 8, we'll see some shit pop off. So
a domino doesn't need to die. You know what I'm saying? But something needs to start tumbling.
Some acts. There needs to be more action and more less setup.
Yep.
All right. Well, let us know what you guys thought about this episode, FPS Podcast, in the Reddit thread.
Are they talking about it?
Yeah, they talking about it. They like that we covering it.
I'm not going to be happy you back, FIFO.
Yeah. They kept on asking about you. Mm-hmm. FPS Podcast.
I wanted you to stay. Gotcha. I didn't even know that, but I assumed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm back, goddammit. Now I did it for y'all.
You can follow us on IG and Twitter, FPS Podcast. Let us know your thoughts, questions, and comments. And that'll do it for us. Catch us next week. Be out.
Peace.